Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contentious.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. Thank you so very much for joining us this evening. We have got a fantastic show planned for you tonight. I am so excited. I am so excited that I just can't wait to go over the show with you this evening. Thank you so, so very much. Okay, we're going to get started right away tonight. My co-host will be joining me momentarily. I want you to know that I've got a book out. It's called After Passion Now What. You can go online and at drjessewalker.com, or you can go to Amazon, amazon.com, and you can pick up the book there. That's one of the ways in which you can get the book. The other way is you can go to my website, drjessewalker.com, drjessewalker.com. You can get the book there as well. Either way, it also comes in hard copy, and it also comes in a format of ebook. So the book is available in either one of those arenas. So you're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Thank you all so very much for joining us this evening, and it is indeed a pleasure to have you with us. So we are going to have a great time tonight, and as I said, my co-host will join us momentarily. I trust that you all enjoyed last week's broadcast. We had a very good show going on last week. You can certainly go into the archives and listen in. You can go into the archives and listen to the show as often as you like. Just simply by going to the website. If you can't get in at drjessewalker.com, then I encourage you to go to drjessewalkerinc.com, and you should be able to get in. You can listen live, right, by way of your internet. You can also listen live by calling in 347-857-1769. Either one of those ways will get you right into the studio, right into us. So keep that in mind. And we do appreciate that as well. All right, we're going to get started this evening with our live show. I'm going to be going over the story with you in just about 5 minutes. So we're going to go over that story with you, and it's a very good story. I trust that you all are enjoying these stories that come to you on a weekly basis, certainly as much as I enjoy presenting them to you. If there is a topic that you would love for us to discuss with you, if there's a topic that you want to hear, by all means, just give us a call at, you can call my office, 954, I always forget this number, 954-367-6766. That's right, once again, 954-367-6766. And you can certainly get us online at that time. Leave us a message if you want to hear a particular show topic, and you can certainly send us an email at online, all one word, online at drjessewalker.com. Send us an email. We would love to hear from you. We would love to be able to see what's on your mind, and we will certainly respond. If you have a relationship question or concern, I'm going to ask you to send us an email at my website. And what you can do is you can join. We have something that's coming out starting in July. It's called Relationship Maintenance. It will be something that comes out. We'll just do a few tidbits, something that comes out like on a monthly basis, and that will be a relationship maintenance. It's not going to cost you any time being. So you will want to, for those early ones that get in, you will be able to get the free subscription for at least the next 3 months. So I encourage you, in order to get that, you got to send us an email at online@drjessewalker.com, and we will be happy to send you. But you have to register online. You have to register online. It's not a matter of calling the office and leaving your email address. You must register online and to be a part of, to get the subscription for 3 months up front. All right, we're going to get ready to go right into our story tonight, and I trust that you all are with me for this evening's topic. As always, I want to go over the disclaimer. This show does not have all the answers, but together with your help, I can assure you we will find some answers that may prove beneficial to your relationships. Now, as always, the opinions that are expressed from my guests or other participants do not necessarily reflect the opinions that are expressed from this host. Furthermore, the opinions expressed here and throughout tonight's program are merely those of my own and those of my guests and co-hosts and other participants. Tonight's dialogue should not be perceived as a replacement or substitute for the appropriate license, certified, or professional help in the appropriate field. The information presented is for educational purposes and should be perceived as such. Now, tonight's characters and tonight's story are XL and Wilma. You will really want to get their names, XL and Wilma. After only 4 years of marriage, XL and Wilma, once childhood sweethearts, are now headed to divorce court. Oh, that's so unfortunate. They were once childhood sweethearts, and now they're headed to divorce court. Now, they met in middle school over 15 years ago and have been best of friends, even though XL always felt that Wilma was the bossy type. It presented issues in their relationship while dating, which carried over into their ultimate marriage. That's how XL felt anyway. Now, Wilma, on the other hand, felt that she was accustomed to doing things for herself as well as for her younger siblings, more like a surrogate mom, if you please. Now, I really want you to get this story tonight because it becomes vitally important. More like a surrogate mom. In her relationship and marriage to XL, she found him to be quite slacking in things she felt a man should be doing, which ultimately led her to doing certain things which presented problems to XL because he was not doing them. Now, here are some of the things. Here are a list of the things, actually, that she felt he was not doing. And so I want you to listen to this closely. Now, these are some of the things that XL was not doing. Number one, she felt like he did not ensure that their cars were repaired on a timely basis, including their tires and what one would think to be manly stuff when it comes to the cars. Not that she wasn't willing to make a contribution, which she, in fact, she was willing to make a financial contribution to help defray the expenses so it wouldn't be all on him. Number two, she also felt he should take more interest in household repairs, like the refrigerator when it has problems, the roof repairs, other broken stuff around the house, simply by making a phone call, the call to have these things taken care of. Now, the third thing that was on her list, XL, she felt XL would often leave the bills for her to pay, even though he made his fair contributions. She wanted more help from him in the decision-making process about these bills. Number four, she also wanted more communications from him on issues relative to their two small children in preparation for their developmental stages. In other words, here she wanted him to be to take an active role and not just leave all the decisions up to her about the kids. Finally, just to make this a short version, XL simply wanted life to be his way, which meant oftentimes hanging out with his friends, leaving her with the children, playing his video games, and just being a slob around the house. Now, these are but some of the issues that bothered Wilma and caused her to express her thoughts to him which would lead him to identify or term her as acting like the man in the relationship. This, once again, he termed or identified her as acting like the man in the relationship, which were offensive words to Wilma, even if it appeared the shoe fits because of his lackadaisical attitude. Now, Wilma has had enough. Can you blame her? And the question is that we start off with tonight. How could Wilma have missed this when she was dating? Which, in fact, she didn't. But why did she go on to get married? All right, which, of course, we've got a whole lot for you tonight, featuring our topic for the evening. Have you been accused as a female of acting like the man in your relationship? Please stay tuned. Well, let's go to the phone momentarily, and we're going to just first begin by, if you're a guy out there, you've had this experience, if you're a lady out there that has had this experience, and someone has said, well, you're acting like the man in the relationship, we want to hear from you. But first, we want to address that question. Let me go to the phone lines. We're going to go to 863-236. Thank you for joining us, and who do we have on the air this evening?
Hello, Dr. Walker. How are you this evening?
Fine. Who do we have with us this evening, and thank you for joining us?
This is Diana.
Diana, thank you for joining us. You heard our story tonight. Do you think that, first question is, how could Wilma possibly have just ignored this, I should say, when she was dating him?
Well, you know, as it is with dating, people put their best foot forward. And then after they're married, then, as they say, the real person comes out. So marriage brings about, and living life, things that you will not ever see when you're just dating an individual. You know,
okay.
So she fell in love with this one person that she was dating, but the person that came out when she was married was someone that was more challenging to deal with.
Right, right, and I agree with you. And then the other part is, she ignored those signs, and I think one of the reasons that she may have ignored it because they were childhood friends from middle school. And so if she doesn't, I think that sometimes that's a drawback in dating when you only have dated that one person for so long. You don't know, you have nothing to compare it to. How would you feel about that?
I don't know if I really agree with that so much as the fact that people grow, and because they were very young, you know, your character's still developing, personality is still developing, and then because you find that they say a lot of childhood sweetheart relationships don't go the distance because they get to a certain point in their lives and they find the person I was in love with at 16, that's not the person I'm attracted to at 25.
Right,
you know?
Right, absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
So that can start to put some tension in, and I think that's where people really have to start digging deep, and, you know, the commitment aspect has to come into play, and you start working on building that relationship together despite the fact that you have grown into someone that, if I was meeting you at 25, I wouldn't be interested in you.
You know what I'm saying? Okay, I do. We're going to ask you to stand by. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, 347-857-1769. We're going to go to the phone lines once again, 919-875. Thank you for joining us. You're on the air live. And who do we have with us?
We have Gloria. How are you, Dr. Walker?
Fine, Gloria. Thank you for joining us. Gloria, what do you think? How did Wilma possibly ignore this? I mean, she's married to a guy that accusing her of acting like the man in the relationship. Would you be offended if a man said that to you, or have you ever had that experience?
Yes, I've had that experience, and I am not angry because he said that, because a lot of times the woman has to take control. Now, the man may what Diana just said about the man maturing or a woman maturing, everybody does not mature to that extent. They mature to the point where, as where they may want to and don't know how to do it. Or the woman has, they're just lazy and the woman has to take control of it. So it's a lot of, things in that in the relationships that they may not have seen in each other, but it still does not, if the man is not going to do his job, the woman has to take it. Somebody has to do it.
Okay, all right. Well, that sounds pretty good. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to go to phone lines again momentarily and bring some more of you all in. Also, if you want to send a comment in, you can certainly send a comment in at online at drjessewalker.com. It will come straight into our studio about tonight's topic. The question is, have you been accused of acting like the man in your have you been accused of acting like the man in your relationship or your marriage? So if that's been an offensive thing to you, then we certainly want to hear that as well. Let's go back to Diana just for a second. And Diana, let me ask you, have you or anyone that you've known, a female, that's been identified or heard those words that you're acting like the man in a relationship? And if so, do you find that to be offensive?
I would have to say yes. I have been told that. And no, I don't find it to be offensive for the very reason that if circumstances wouldn't present itself that I have to wear the pants in the family because the man is not wearing them, or because, like I said, I was in a marriage for 23 years and he was an alcoholic, so there was times he'd go AWOL or he just wasn't being responsible and someone had to take charge and so that the family didn't go down the tubes. So after that continues, that pattern continues, well, then naturally, who are you? You're being the mother and the father. You know, because you're dealing with someone that is dysfunctional, has a disease and a problem, and they're not handling their responsibility in the relationship. And I think that's probably why a lot of women tend to be that way. Is that something that I wanted? No, absolutely not. I did not want that, but I wasn't going to have my life turned upside down or my children's life turned upside down because someone is shirking their responsibilities.
Okay, but when you heard, the gentleman, your husband, I'm assuming, that said this, do you think he was saying it as a compliment? I mean, I've never heard a man say that as a compliment to a woman. Did you take it as a compliment because you say you were not offended?
I can't recall the exact time of day. It's been so long ago that he might have expressed that and the way in which he might have expressed it to me, but I can pretty much be assured it wasn't being a compliment.
I don't see him that being a, now, it doesn't also, at the same time, it doesn't necessarily have to be presented as an offensive statement. But it could be a statement, and you know, a statement that he feels, you're acting like the man in the relationship, where he feels his masculinity is being challenged or tested because you're doing the things, and oftentimes, sometimes he's not even saying it just by the things that you do, in terms of you might call the plumber, you may take the car in for repairs. He's saying it with your attitude towards him sometimes, how you bolster up in his face and get on his case. So he may be looking at it like, oh, you're acting like the man in the relationship, you know, by sounding off on him. Has that ever occurred to you?
There was a lot of negative issues going on there when you're dealing with alcoholism and all of the myriad problems that it brings into and dynamics it brings into a relationship. So that's I don't really know how to answer your question. I know, yes, those things existed, and yes, he did feel that way about me. And then I was feeling some kind of way about him because I was handling things that I felt that he should have been taking care of and handling.
Okay, go ahead.
So needless to say, we divorced. But what I would like to bring out is that what I do recall in a church setting, and you know, the Bible says the woman is to be submissive to the man, qualifier, I say, and the Bible says, in the Lord. Now, he was not in the Lord. And yes, I would try to be submissive, but it can only go so far because there was just a lot of crazy stuff going on. But people looking on in the church at our relationship commented to me that your wife is wearing in that relationship. And you're supposed to be the priest of the home, yada, yada, yada. You need to turn that around. You know, but see, they are not understanding why I was wearing the pants in the relationship. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I thought that was pretty interesting.
It sounds like it was. We're going to actually stand by just a second. We're going to go to 954-226. Welcome to the Dr. Jess Walk Show. Who do we have on the air with us this evening?
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Rose.
Rose, thanks for joining us. Rose, give us your take on, have you ever been identified as wearing, acting like the man in your relationship or marriage? And furthermore, what do you think about this couple, XL and Wilma, in terms of their dilemma? I mean, her ignoring this. I mean, those signs.
Well, you know, so many times we are guilty of ignoring the red flags when we're dating, and apparently that's what she did. And a lot of times I think we feel like, you know, when we get married, it'll be different. So maybe Wilma was thinking that, you know, when we get married, it might be different. However, she realized that it will only get worse and not better. So, she ignored the warning signs, and now she's paying for it. And it's just kind of sad. But I do want to speak to that issue about women wearing the pants, so to speak, or being told that they're acting like the man. And I think a lot of men say that maybe to degrade a woman or to make her feel bad. But I'm going to go on a limb here, and I'm going to say that every time that a man says that to a woman in a negative sense, it's because he's not living up to his manhood, or he's feeling so insecure, you know, and so he uses that to kind of put her down. But many times men opt out of their responsibilities, and women, unfortunately, can't do that because the women have the kids to take care of. The men might leave home, divorce, whatever, and the women have to wear both the skirt and the pants because they can't just leave the kids, you know. And so they have to do everything. You know, they have to be the mom and the dad, so to speak, although they can't really be the dad. But they have to learn to take care of things. They have to learn to take care of the home while they take care of the kids. And so sometimes after doing that for many years, it becomes a habit or a custom for her to take care of things. So you find that sometimes when she gets into another relationship and maybe get married, she's so accustomed to doing things that she continues. And I suppose she needs to be reminded in a loving way that, sweetie, you know, I will do that. You know, you no longer have to do those things for yourself. But if he is going to throw that at her, that, like the man, I think that would be offensive, and I would be offended if I were told that in a negative way. And it's always going to be negative to saying that. But I think the men have to realize that, especially if it's a single person that's been single with kids for a while, that she is so accustomed to doing everything for her kids and for her home. Now, sometimes I think women who have a husband at home and is still acting like the man is because the man is not doing what he's supposed to do. And so instead of fussing or leaving the house to go to Rambo's, you know, the lady will just step up and just do what she needs to do in order to keep the home going. And then if the man were to say that to her, you know, he's just being insecure or trying to be hurtful, I think he needs to step up, you know, and do what he needs to do and stop calling her names.
Okay, Rose, that was a mouthful. That was certainly a mouthful. And I think that that makes a good point, a valid point, because you talk about he should step it up and stop calling her those names, which it sounds like he intends for it to be offensive. All right, we're going to go to the phone lines. We thank all of you all for getting in with us tonight. We're going to go to the phone lines once again. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. If you're just joining us, tonight's topic is, have you been accused of acting like the man in your relationship? Have you been accused of acting like the man in your relationship? If you want to speak to the issue, you want to speak to the topic, or you want to speak to tonight's characters, by all means, just press 1 and we'll bring you in. We're going to go to phone lines once again, 305-733. You're listening live to the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us this evening?
Hi, this is Stephanie. How are you?
Stephanie, we're doing great. Thank you for joining us this evening. Stephanie, what do you think? Have you ever been accused of acting like the man in a relationship? And if so, did you find that to be an offensive statement?
Well, yeah, I have been. I've been accused actually for a number of years now. My husband was away, so I think he thinks that either I was not supposed to be in that role as the man and the woman, but anyway, I took on that role as the mother and the father, and, you know, and personally, I didn't do it intentionally. I did it because I had to. And as a result, you know, he seems to think that I can't let go. And it's not that. It's just that I don't think that he's taken on the role himself. So I won't let go of something that I know that is quite dear to me. As a father, as a man in the relationship, I think you should be just that, the man. But when you're constantly saying things like, well, you do it, since you're always doing everything. Well, yeah, okay, then I'll do it. So, you know, I don't know, Dr. Walker, if that's a bad thing for a woman. I think if a woman had to be forced to do it and had to do it for several number of years, it's really hard for the woman to kind of let go, especially when the man really just isn't taking that role.
Okay, now, but sometimes, would you agree, Stephanie, that it could be attitude with some people? Let's say if a man is willing to do it, and maybe he doesn't get around to doing it as fast as the woman wants him to do it. But just like Rose said earlier, she say, you know, there's a way to approach even the woman about doing something. When you say that the roles can also be reversed, there's a way to approach the man and in a loving way. And instead of making it sound condescending, which in my story we presented, she might have taken an approach, the characters are Excel and Wilma. Excel being the guy, Wilma could say, well, sweetie, we need the refrigerator, you know, do you want to call the guy about coming out to look at the refrigerator? I mean, wouldn't that sound a lot better than, are you going to call this man about this refrigerator or what? I mean, what do you
think? Well, yeah. Well, maybe I don't know, I didn't hear the story at the beginning, but maybe that was said early on, maybe in a previous conversation, and still here it is 2 weeks later, the refrigerator that the man has not called. See, I'm going to give you a prime example. My toilet is running. Thank God for the summer. I had to do it. I mean, it's been running almost 2 months. So what?
Wow.
I had to wait because I got out of school to do it. I heard a little bit of what Rose said, and I totally agree with her. Yeah, there is a way to say things, but you know what? After a while, you just tend to just take things and matters into your own hands. Not like you're trying to be the man. It's just that you're trying to be the person that's handling things.
I understand.
And making sure things get done.
Does he get to use the toilet?
He uses it every single day, 3 and 4 times a day, 5 and 6 if he needs to. And guess what? I'm not even there. Thank God for the summer, because before I was gone around 7 and I didn't get back till after 10, so I didn't even use the toilet as much.
At least not there, huh? Well,
Right.
Let me ask you this question also. And do you think that if he goes completely out, he might, instead of him repairing the toilet at his home, he might just decide, let me go to the service station or the McDonald's and use the toilet.
Right.
What do you think?
He might. Or he might just be standing there and waiting until I get in and say, Now the toilet is out complete. Go ahead and make sure you call the person. You know? So that's what I'm working with. I mean, so when I look at your topic, I'm like, I have to call in because this topic is one that fit my lifestyle right about now.
Wow. So, wow. And if you hear us laughing, if you hear me laughing in the studio, it's not I'm laughing at you. It's Sal. You know, a number of, we're starting to get comments to floodgate the studio right now. And it's just that this is a reality, and I can certainly understand that, and some of our ladies are saying the same thing. Debbie, we're going to ask you to stand by just a moment. We're going to take at least some of the comments that are coming in. Let me go first with, let's take this comment that comes in. This female writes in, and she says, this is an interesting topic because I have been accused on a couple of occasions of acting like the man in a relationship. Well, if the man is not stepping up to do his part, like in my case, of dealing with the children in a marriage where it takes two, or helping with the bills, household matters like repairs, including the car, then what else is a woman to do? We have so much to do in a relationship, especially in a marriage, until it always seems we are so busy, and yet he just wants to have his needs satisfied most of the time. Sounds like she's angry. Maybe he's acting like the woman, in this case, thinking about himself.
Stephanie,
would you say she's angry, or is she right on point?
Well, I think she's right on point. I mean, she, you know, at some point, Dr. Walker, you don't have to get angry about it. Just do it. You know, yeah, you get frustrated with the person because, you know, a month from now when y'all have a heated argument, the first thing he's going to say is, oh, well, You do it. You do everything else around here. You know, you won't let me play my role, but it's not that. It's just, why do I have to tell you to fix the toilet? Why do I have to tell you to fix the refrigerator?
Okay.
Those should be things that men want to do anyway. But it's not fixed, Dr. Walker.
It's still not fixed. All right, we're going to ask you to stand by a second. It's still not fixed, you said.
No, it's not.
Okay, let's go back to Gloria. Gloria, are you still with us?
I'm here, doctor.
All right, Gloria, what is there a suggestion you may have for men who are not, you know, playing their roles? Is there any advice you could give, like XL and Wilma in this case? You know, where XL just wanted to play his video game. He wanted to hang out with his friend, and, you know, he was putting everything on her. Is there any suggestion you can give Wilma, or even to XL, to help him kind of, you know, step up to his role?
Well, first of all, if he doesn't do what he's supposed to do, she don't need him. What does she need him for? I mean, because...
But he needs his needs satisfied, don't you think?
He needs what? His needs satisfied.
He needs to have his needs satisfied. What about
him? Oh, yeah, all right. Well, he can go out there in the street and find him somebody out there, and they can satisfy his needs, even though I know, even though fornication and adultery is wrong, but if you have a sorry man around your house, who needs that? I mean, he does nothing for her? No, she don't need that.
You don't need
All
right. Gloria, we're going to ask you to stand by just momentarily. Let's go back to Diana. Diana, what do you think? Could there be an approach to use as a form of persuasion to maybe get a man to do something, or have you had that? You talked about your experience previously. I mean, is there a method of persuasion that you can, you know, get the man to do something, even if it takes 3 or 4 months to get the toilet fixed? I mean, at least you got it fixed. What do you think?
Yeah, there's always a method, but the key question is, what is that method? And I think there's also other variables that's happening in a relationship when you're dealing with someone who is not taking the initiative to their role in the family, whatever that may be. If they're the head of the home, they're the man. Why aren't they being the head? Is it a drug issue? You know, what is actually going on, you know? Sometimes you may have to address those things to get down to the other issues. In my scenario, it was a dependency issue on alcohol, which can tend to make one lazy, you know, and also to the point where they're not, you know, they just go off the deep end and don't take care of their responsibilities when if they get drunk enough. So I had to learn by getting into Al-Anon the skills and the tools that I needed to be able to deal with him and keep my sanity, and like she said, and not be all bent out of shape because they're not doing X, Y, Z. So I had to, you know, establish a safety account, emergency account for money. I had to learn not to cover his bounce checks, and that's another way I think that we can try to get them to take responsibility for what they should be doing and not doing it for them. For instance, he'd rent at the time, he'd go to Blockbuster and rent movies, and he'd rent movies and not take them back and then want me to take them back or want me to talk to the people or want me to straighten it out. So I'm sorry I'm not doing that. Or they're not they're calling off from work and they want you to cover for them. No, I'm not doing that. So as much of these issues that you can throw back on them to take care of themselves and let them be responsible for it, and then try to have some sort of cut where it's not going to affect you while you're allowing them to try to, you know, gain the skills to take on the responsibility they're supposed to take on without
you being an enabler.
Sometimes you can enable people to stay in bad behavior. You know what I'm saying? By doing things for them that we really shouldn't do.
I agree with that. Now, you do have, and I would say one has to be careful, like with the Blockbuster situation where they're renting the movies, and if your credit card, if it's partly in your name, then you're going to, you know, you can also be held responsible, and you know that, of course. And then also the other part is if he's not going to work and you're covering, you know, you're looking at covering for him, then that can come back to affect the finances too. And I'm not saying, and I agree with you that you should not enable anyone. All right, let me go. We're going to ask you to stand by just a moment, Diana, and we're going to go to the phone line some more. We're going to go to 305-684. Thank you for joining us this evening. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have with us?
Hey, Dr. Walker, this is Tim. How you doing, sir?
Tim, thank you for joining us, Tim. Tim, can you help us shed some light on this? We've got Stephanie on the phone that's having a problem with her toilet, hasn't been fixed in a couple of weeks. And you've got, you know, Rose has mentioned earlier that, you know, it's a way to, the women like to be approached a certain way. So we're suggesting that maybe the man needs to be approached a certain way. And we have, Gloria has come on, and Gloria has indicated that, you know, if he's a no good, then you don't need him in any way. And then, you know, you've got Diana that's saying about, you know, given her experiences. What do you say, Tim, as a man, in tonight's topic? Have you ever been accused of acting like the man in a relationship? Have you ever said that to a woman, Tim?
No. I have a question, actually, for all these women. My question is, if a man doesn't put gas in your car, is he wrong for that?
Okay. All right. All right, Tim.
Okay, now that man does not. Wait a minute. If he's not driving your car, and he doesn't put gas in your car, is he wrong for that?
All right, let's go. Let's go to let me bring in. Let me go to Stephanie and ask her. What does she think?
Yeah, Stephanie. I like that name.
Okay, Stephanie. Here we have Tim on the line. Tim is asking the question, and maybe this can fit into tonight's broadcast as well. You know, have you been accused of acting like the man in a relationship? Tim wants to know if he doesn't drive the woman's car and he doesn't put gas in it, is he wrong for that? What do you say, Stephanie?
Absolutely not, Tim. I don't see why he should have to put gas in your car even if he doesn't drive it. However, my situation stems further than just him putting gas, whether or not gas is in the car. It's more like something at the house that we both use. He doesn't really use my car, so I don't expect him to put gas in it. However, he uses the toilet more than I do. I expect if the toilet is running, then fix it.
Okay.
That's all.
I agree. No, I agree with that. I agree with that. My question is about the gas in the car, because I used to get argued. It was an argument because I didn't put gas in her car. how is it I can get into, you know, she's coming at me, what, you put gas in your car, but you don't put gas in my car. I don't drive your car, so I don't know if you don't have gas. So why are you arguing with me because I didn't put gas in your car?
All right, we're going to ask, we're going to get another opinion here. Let's go to Rose. Rose, what do you think?
Tim, is this your wife or is it just a girlfriend?
It doesn't matter if it's a wife, girlfriend, or second woman in my life. Or...
I think it does matter if it's your wife or your girlfriend. I am going to say, I mean, no, it's not that you are wrong for not putting gas in her car. Now, if it's your wife and, you know, she would like you to do it or she asks you to do it, I don't see why you can't do it because, you know, that's your wife.
Wait, Rose, that's perfect.
If it's a girlfriend, then that's different.
No, you said the right thing. If you ask me to put gas in your car, it's no problem to do it. But if I'm not driving your car and I don't know that there's no gas in your car, why are you arguing with me because I didn't put gas in your empty car that you just got out of knowing that it's empty? And you
maybe
didn't say one word to me about
that.
Maybe she just wants
to argue about something, you know. But no, I mean, I wouldn't say you're wrong for that. She probably just got upset about something and she's just trying to find something to argue about.
That's what it is.
All right, we're going to stand by just a second, Tim. We're going to go to Gloria with that question. Gloria, let me ask you, is Tim wrong? He wants to know if he's wrong because he didn't put gas in his significant other's car. But should Tim sometimes on occasion ask her if, honey, you need gas? Gloria, tell me what you think.
I think that out of courtesy, a man should always try to do things like that for his wife. A real man does. He goes and he helps his wife with everything. I mean, as far as even cleaning the car. I know that because I had that relationship, that kind of relationship.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by. We're going to further ask you to stand by, Gloria. Let's take some more of the comments before we go back to
Dr. Walker. Not trying to show what I tell you. I have to say what I have to say because I have
seen your moments. I'm an empty cousin.
I have to say it because I have seen your moments.
Oh, okay. That's not a problem at all, Gloria. We will give you as much time as you need. We're going to ask you to stand by momentarily, and we're going to take some of the comments that have come in. Mm. Let's take another comment. And, Stephanie, we're going to give you this comment if you're still with us. And
I'm here.
This lady writes in because, as a matter of fact, she says, personally, I agree with Stephanie. I think men that feel this way, and I agree with Rose as well, I think men that feel this way about have you been accused of acting like the man in the relationship, men that feel this way are insecure and may also feel like the woman should be more like children in the relationship. That's just my opinion, she says. What do you think? You think men can be insecure when they're saying these things?
Oh, I agree totally. And I think it was Diana that said it or Rose said it, that insecurity is really their real issue. And it is true. It is true. I mean, because I live it almost every day. Something that may happen in my household where I had to kind of handle it, and then I'm looked at as, oh, wow, I'm being accused of the man, but at the same time, it's like it wouldn't have gotten done if I had not did it. So, yeah, I totally agree with that. I totally agree. Okay with it. I've been wearing it for a while, so guess what? I'm going to keep on wearing it.
Okay. All right, here's a comment that's coming in. We're going to ask Tim to respond to this one. Let's take a look at this comment. Tim, you're still with us.
I'm here. I'm right here.
All right, Tim. This man
yes,
writes in. He says, thank you for this topic. I could not agree more. I have experienced several relationships where I had to end the relationship because the woman acted like they were the man in the relationship. I don't think women know the meaning of being humble and submissive. What do you think, Tim? Is he on point or is he drinking something?
He's on point because a lot of women don't know how to just sit back, let the man be a man. Okay, I got a question for Stephanie. She said
Go ahead, Tim. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, no. I'm sorry. No. She just said that he uses the bathroom more than she does. Okay, I've never seen a man use the bathroom as much as a woman in my life.
Well, Tim, maybe you didn't understand me earlier when I said to you, I work two jobs, Tim. I work in the morning and I work at night. So I don't
you
go
should be working
I don't even
through.
Get home until after 10. So when I leave the house in the morning, I'm not even there. So somebody's got to be using our toilet. I'm not.
Well, Tim, do you think Stephanie is measuring? This, you know how they have to measuring things for walk? Is Stephanie measuring? Is she measuring how many times her significant other goes to the bathroom?
No.
She's sitting there saying she works two jobs. She should be working three. If she was working three, she wouldn't have to worry about what's going on at home.
Okay.
What's wrong with that?
Okay.
Women want to be so liberated. Go ahead and get three jobs. Then you don't have to worry about what's going on. You don't have to worry about that toilet. Just when you come home and it's making all that noise, you'll be too tired to worry about it. You'll go to bed.
Tim, look. Okay. Let me back up, Tim. I'm not trying to sound like I'm so domineering and I'm. It's just, Tim, if the toilet has been running for 2 months, and mind you now, I'm at work, and I have to come home and deal with this. Now, I mean, Tim, don't you think that's fairness to me as a woman?
But how do you know if you're working?
Call a plumber?
But wait a minute. If you're working two jobs, how do you know he's not home? He might not be home all day.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter, okay, whether I'm home or he's home. But the bottom line is the toilet is still running.
Okay, if you come home after two jobs, 10 o'clock at night, you should be too tired to worry about the toilet. Go to bed.
It makes noise, Tim.
You're too tired to worry about the noise.
Well, Tim, do you think Stephanie could possibly turn the faucet off so that she doesn't hear the noise? Is that a solution as a man?
That's a good solution.
As a woman.
That's a good solution. But for you and him. Because
oh, yeah,
if you turn it off, you don't have to be worried about arguing with him about turning it off or doing something
about
it.
But, Tim, look, I haven't argued. See, that's what you don't know. See, Tim, I don't really argue anymore. No.
Well, maybe you need to say something about it. Maybe he doesn't know it drives you crazy.
Well,
say something to him about it.
I have, Tim. I've mentioned it, and I've even said, oh, well, I got to get a plumber to fix this. And,
okay.
You know, with saying that, thinking that, you know, he would go ahead and do it.
Okay. We're going to ask both of you on standby.
But I'm not upset. Okay.
All right. We're going to ask both of you on standby. Let me take another comment. Diana, we're going to give you this next comment. And this female writes in. She says, I do believe some women have challenges that may cause them to give the appearance of acting like the man to the man in the relationship. Now, I'm going to read that again because she says, I do believe they have challenges that may cause them to give the appearance of acting like the man to the man in the relationship because they may have been on their own for so long and had to do tasks that men do, and when they get with someone, the role unaware is still thrust upon them. Diana, what do you think about that? I mean, that sounds really, really deep.
Well, it's reality. It is reality what she is voicing. And so what do you do, though? That, to me, that would be the next question. How do you turn that around once you have had to be out there being the man, not just appearing? You actually are having to take on the role of a man. So when you get with someone who's responsible and he is available and willing and wanting to do the role that God created him to do, then that's when you have to check yourself and pull back. And I think any of us as women, I'd like to speak for them and say, I think we want to. We would love to have that. We want to step back and be able to play that submissive role or be in that submissive role that God created us to be in. But we have to know and feel comfortable and feel secure that the man is going to do what he's supposed to do. And once we see that, then we back away.
Okay, well, Diana, let me ask you, as Stephanie has presented an issue, and we had this a similar problem with XL and Wilma, our characters in tonight's story. If a toilet is running for 2 weeks, for 2 months, and you've brought it to your significant other's attention, I mean, obviously, and there are some underlying things here that may also be presented, which you said earlier. I mean, what is the next step to do? I mean, that can frustrate, that would frustrate any, not only a woman, but it would frustrate anybody, you know, a man. You know, if things are just going undone, that he feels a woman should be taken care of. So that problem, that can be a problem. I mean, how do you let that run? So what would be a possible or probable solution for something like that? And then we're going to go to Tim with the same question. I mean, what do you do? What is the next step?
The next step would be to call the doggone plumber.
Yes. That's
call
what I would
have the plumber. Have the plumber come in and fix the toilet, you know, and get some peace of mind for yourself, because obviously, you know what, if it's not bothering him, then the whole world is fine, and that seems to be the mindset of the person she is married to. So she has to do what it's going to take to give her peace of mind in that relationship, especially having working two jobs. You know, she deserves to come home and lay her head down without hearing a toilet running. So if you got the funds, just call the plumber, have a plumber come out and fix the toilet. But, you know, I like to comment on something, because I find that men like that, they go out and they find these very high-achieving, very secure women who's able to handle it all, and that's who they attach themselves to. And then they sit up and they chip away at them, because they're very jealous of what they're able to accomplish and do, but they just are going along for the ride.
Okay, but Dan, I have to revisit something just for a moment, because if I'm not mistaken, you were the one that said that, like, in your first marriage, you didn't want to enable. But now you're saying for peace of mind. So help me understand.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you're saying?
Do you enable or do you not?
Mm-mm.
I believe it comes to a point where you have to pick your battles.
Right.
You know?
I agree.
And since she has held out for this toilet, and it's, like I said, you have to have that dividing line of the things that you can just let go and let them go over in their corner and commiserate with, that's not going to affect you, your finances, your peace of mind. So in those things, you just cut the ties and let them deal with it. And then in other things, that toilet, probably close proximity to her bedroom, and he's not going to take care of it. She's worked for two jobs a day. She needs to have that peace when she comes home to recoup. So go ahead and deal with that and find something else that you're going to have to cut the cord and let him try to figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I like that.
Okay. All right. That sounds real good. Let me ask you, Corey. Corey, if the toilet runs and now you haven't put gas in the car, that's another strike. Now, what about when it comes to your needs? Do you think that woman would be open to satisfying your needs as responses? Well, let me go to Stephanie and ask her that question. Stephanie, would a woman, in your opinion, would a woman be as responsive to satisfying that man's needs when that toilet is running 11 o'clock at night? Or,
absolutely,
you know,
not.
I mean, okay.
Hello?
And are you holding that
Hello?
Against him for those 2 months that he hasn't repaired the toilet?
Can I answer that, Dr. Walker?
Go ahead, Tim. Tim?
Yeah. Well, why not? She up anyway. Remember, she can't go to sleep.
Well, I just said I couldn't go to sleep. I'm just saying
that
it's very annoying. I'm
well,
not saying
okay.
I can't go to sleep.
Then you want to get that toilet fixed? Go buy the stuff for him. Put it in his hand and tell him to go fix it.
Well, the thing of it is, he has no skills to fix a toilet. Okay.
Then how do you expect him to fix it if he don't know how to fix it?
I don't expect for him to fix it. I expect for him to go get a plumber or pay someone to fix it, you know. But, you know, because Father's Day just rolled around, of course I gave him a card and a gift card, and, you know, he gave it back and said, you know, I don't need the money. I have money. Okay.
Wow.
If you got money, then go get a plumber.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Go get a plumber.
Wow, is
you
right.
You know, can I say something,
Dr.
Walker?
I mean, look, all y'all wowing, that's fine, Sandy. Don't feel sorry for me because I'm keeping that money. I'm going to use it.
Okay. All right. Tim,
no, I'm not feeling sorry
almost...
for you at all, honey. It's him I feel sorry for.
Oh, yeah. I don't mean in a negative
you,
way. I'm glad
that
to hear
that. That mindset.
Yeah, that mindset, right. Let me tell you. That's why the toilet not fixed, because of the mindset like that.
All
right. Hang on one second,
Dr. Walker. Can I say something?
Go ahead, Tim. Go ahead. Quickly, Tim. We got about 3 minutes.
Okay, I'm going to need 25, 30 minutes to say what I need to say. Go ahead.
Man, just talk.
That's another show. Go ahead, Tim.
Okay. No, I just wanted to let everybody know, I'm just kidding. A man should fix that toilet, whether he's calling a plumber, whether he's going to buy the parts and trying to fix it at least. If he mess it up, then call a plumber to fix it. He should do that.
Right.
And that's for every man. As far as putting gas in a woman's car, yeah, it's okay to go ahead and ask, hey, baby, you need gas or something like that. If you do, I'll go put it in there for you. But if I'm not driving your car and I don't know you have any gas, call me later, tell me something. You put gas in your car, but you ain't put none in mine. That ain't right.
No, I agree with that.
Tim,
especially if you didn't know.
Right.
Tim,
well, I'm glad you redeemed yourself, Tim.
Oh, no, I get on the show. I like to cause controversy, but I'm totally all rid of it.
Yes, I could tell.
All right. Well, Tim, let me ask you this question. Because we don't want anyone to incriminate themselves on the show. Did your significant other walk in the room and sit next to you? Is that why you have a change of heart, Tim? I just wanted to know.
No, my I have no significant other anymore. So.
Oh, okay.
I'm riding
all right.
Solo.
Okay. Well, sometimes you can count that as a blessing sometimes in some cases.
Sorry to hear that, Tim.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry to hear that, Tim. All right, well, let's take a – there's another comment that has come in.
Okay.
And we're going to try to get to this one. We've got a couple of them. And, Tim, we'll give you this one. Thank you for this topic. I could not agree more. I have experienced several – we went over that one. Okay, I think that we are – here it is. Okay, this male writes in. He says, I can't speak for anyone else, meaning no other man, but I can tell you that a number of women are failing to allow men to stand as the man instead of trying to control or shape them into someone else for their own life. I think this hurts any relationship or marriage. Tim, what do you think? You think that the women sometimes, you know, go overboard and they try to control the man and shape him into something they want him to have?
Yes, I certainly do.
Okay, and that can hurt any relationship. And certainly we're hearing you on. Do you agree with that?
Who?
Do you, Stephanie?
Who did
you
say, Dr. Walker?
The comment came in that sometimes women want to shape the man or control him and mold him into what they want him to be. Do you
think
that?
That
and he says that could hurt any relationship.
Yes, and it could. And I do agree with that caller to some degree. I don't think it's all women. I don't think it's every woman. I think it's some women. Because some women are aggressive like that. I mean, I would step back and let you be the man if you be the man. But if the toilet is running and things aren't happening around the house that I think
you
need to do, then I need to do it.
Okay.
Why don't you just
right.
rip the toilet out and throw it out in the street? Use the bathroom in the other room.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, but then at that same time, let the toilet run.
All right. Well, let me ask you, Tim and Stephanie, maybe I can get you all to be my featured guest, and we have, the topic will be the role of men and women,
okay.
You know, in tips. Would you be my featured guest, Tim, Stephanie?
Sure.
Yeah, well, it depends
sure.
how much you pay.
We're going to give you some airtime. We'll talk about that. We will be in touch. We'll have our producers in touch with you all
and
let you know when that's your schedule.
Okay.
But for now,
that's
I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We are clearly out of time. Thank all of you all for joining us on tonight's broadcast. Join us, your half-hour inspirational show. Of course, if you can't join us this Friday, join us next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, another edition of it, next Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Until this Friday or until next Tuesday, I say to my listening audience, good night, God bless. And thank you, God.